If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 161 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2, Mel. How are you?
All good.
Good. Guys, we're doing this a day early because I had a water heater in my house decide, the only water heater, not like I have more than one, it just decided to, leak all over my garage. So I'm going to replace that during the normal recording time on Tuesday. So that's why we're recording a day early, if you're wondering. That's it. It's not that everything's gone into chaos. I know there's been a lot of shows, but everything's not. It's a little chaos in my house, but that's it. That's it. Just a little bit. So that music you just heard is from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC to pick up something awesome like Console Wars, Ready Player One, Blood, Sweat, and Pixels is another one I highly recommend. You can go check that out. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. If you go to n64josh.com/OP Seat, you automatically save $10 at checkout. I love these gaming chairs. I love this desk that holds all my stuff, the OP Edge. Check it out, n64josh.com/OP Seat. And I do have a Patreon if you want to get yourself an extra podcast on the first Saturday of each month for just a dollar. Patreon.com/n64josh. You can check it out. With that, let's get on to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right. Well, we do this show live on twitch.tv/n64josh, 6:30 Pacific Standard Time on Tuesdays normally, and Thursdays at 4:30. And then periodically throughout the week when interviews arise, that's kind of how this year is going to go until I burn out. I think that's what's more than likely going to happen. Wouldn't you think? Don't you think, Mel?
We'll see. We'll see. But I think you can do it like for 3 months and then we're going to start to see maybe a little slowdown.
You'll see
but
me.
They've been good so far.
See me start.
I've been hopping in and listening to some of these chats.
Right on.
But I felt personally attacked doing, I think, the first one. His name was Josh. He's like, what is this killy boy stuff? Love that game, you know? Just, again, they're fun to listen to, though. You should check them out if you haven't.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Guys, so, yes, there's going to be more NPC on the way. My book, Another Castle, is coming out next Tuesday. The finishing touches are happening right now. I will be recording the audiobook this weekend, and the book and the audio version will be launching this. Well, no, this isn't Tuesday. It's next Tuesday because I thought we were on Tuesday, but we're actually on Monday. So next Tuesday, January 15th, that will be the release of Another Castle. It's finally happening. It's been a long time coming. I see some hype in the chat from Plumber there. So I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to share this with you guys, and I hope it is well received because it was really I put some blood, sweat, and tears into this one. So hopefully you guys like it. I want to tell you guys about the Discord. We always talk about the Discord at the end of the show. I'm going to talk about the beginning real quick. n64josh.com/discord. We have an amazing community full of just a lot of people. And we got things like Mario Golf tournaments going on the 3DS, a weekly Mario Kart tournament that happens it basically runs 7 days a week, and each week it starts over. We have Smash Bros. Tournaments that are happening the second Saturday of each month. That means we have one coming up, and if you want to enter, it's n64josh.com/smash/smash tournament. So make sure to check that out. We're actually teaming up, the Smash Bros. Cast is teaming up with another podcast called Beyond the Metagame. And they are a podcast all about like kind of getting better at Smash and taking your game to the next level. And so first prize for the tournament is a $40 eShop card. It'll probably be two 20s, and then a $20 eShop card and a $10 eShop card. So second prize is 20 and third prize is 10. So we've doubled everything, but that's this Saturday. And that will be live streamed on my Twitch at 7 PM Pacific Standard Time. And so it should be fun. It should be fun. So if you get a chance to come hang out, do that. We will be getting back to first looks. I'm finally like almost 100% not under the weather anymore. And I just kind of took these last 2 weeks and did just a little bit of a break, and it was nice. I feel like I've recharged the batteries and I'm ready to go again. So first looks will pick back up this Friday. And I want to let you guys know that on Sunday, when, after the release of new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, my wife and I will be doing streams of that game. And I don't know if I can really prepare you for what you will experience
with that game. You have to put a warning on that stream.
I don't know. No, I don't know if it'll have to be a warning, but you're going to experience my wife laughing so hard she can't breathe. So that'll probably be one of the things that takes place on that stream. So if you're not busy on Sunday, I don't know the exact time, so just stay tuned to the Discord for that. And we'd love to have you come hang out. So with that, we're going to look at some reviews and impressions. All right. So Mel, what were you playing?
Well, I've been playing a lot of stuff. So, but I wanted to go back a little bit and time, you know, just to highlight some stuff we gotten personally from developers. And one of these games was called Superhero Fight Club Reloaded. I believe you also played that.
Yes I did. It was interesting.
I like the concept of this game, but like movement wise it always felt kind of off in a way. Like, I would go up, but, like, my guy would go up, like, double the amount. And I tried it on different controllers and such. And this is, like, mainly, like, a multiplayer game. So I played this over the holidays, actually. And, now, I never played Monopoly at my house. But, like, you know, when everybody says, oh, you can't play Monopoly at your house, you know, you're gonna have all these arguments and fights. This little game did that. It didn't matter like who anybody picked, because there was like 10 characters or so, you know, they were all like goofy little whips on people. Like there was like a Mr. T, there was like a He-Man, you know, stuff like that.
Terminator,
you know, like, yeah, Terminator. Yeah, it was, you know, very silly, nothing serious, but like Some of them had like different weapon types, like, you know, one had like a sword that like pointed out really long, one had like this mace nunchuck thing, and like it didn't matter like whatever somebody chose, like they would instantly like either lose or win. Like the guy with the sword, like, oh, like, you know, he won like 3 matches in a row, and then someone found like a counter pick, and then that was it. And so there's a lot of fights, and the environments, like the levels themselves, didn't really seem to have a lot of variations. Like they put like these little tools in between and such, but even playing just the single player mode, just going through it, it felt and looked like the exact same level. Mm. Yeah, there's like these little like black hole things and like a little you know, like pointy spikes, you know, you can bump into. Like sometimes you didn't have to do anything, like your guy can just sit in there and you wait for the person you're playing with to mess up to win. And I get it, it's just moving wise I just didn't like how it felt. It felt really, I didn't want to say floaty because it wasn't exactly floaty, but I don't know, this one did not really make me want to play, especially after causing actual fights in this family.
So how many people did you guys have play at one time?
We had 3 at once.
3. Okay. Yeah. So when I played it, I played only against a computer for my first look. You guys can check it out on YouTube. And the more I played it, the more I started to like it. But it did, it was like, it took a while to get used to the controls and the way stuff moved. And like, you know, like the Terminator, I think he fires a shotgun, right? And so like, even though it's a shotgun, you still kind of have to aim the thing. Like, it's not like just a guaranteed hit every time. And so once I felt like I was getting the hang of it, I did have a little more fun. If I had to choose between this game or Towerfall, I probably would go with Towerfall, just because it just was a little more refined and a little just a little more fun. But if this game is on sale and you're looking for something as a party title, like I didn't hate it at the end of the day. When I first started, I didn't really like it at all. But the longer I played it, but I regret not firing it up while we had a house full of people. But we did play a ton of stuff. We played Mario Party and Mario Tennis and Mario Kart, and like so we played a ton of stuff.
More stuff, Mario stuff, like, yeah,
and Starlink and Carnival games. So when we played a lot of games, but there wasn't enough time for all of them. And that was when I did want to try. So I'm glad to hear you did three, but did you find with three that it was kind of like, did one person get singled out or?
I mean, we attempt to do that at certain rounds. It's just, sometimes we end up killing each other or accidentally killing the other person. Cause like the guy with like the swing mace or whatever, you know, he kind of clipped me a couple of times. He's like, oh, I didn't mean to get you, Mel. I'm like, did you really not mean to get? Because I felt like you meant to get me. Because just feeling this. And then like, no, I really. And I'm like, sure. And then like the next round, I would go after that guy. And then, you know, that was fun. Yeah.
Fun. All right. Okay. What was the other game that you played?
Oh, a while back, I played Odium to the Core, which I think you also played.
Yep. Yep.
So it's like this spiky ball, eyeball thing. And you're pretty much like a Flappy Bird rhythm type of game. Because you have to move to the beat of the music, or I think that's the idea of it. And you have to go through the level to get to the end. And you can collect all these little red orbs and such. But the main thing that separates that from like these other kind of Flappy Bird clones kind of thing is there's different pathways you can open up and you can explore and find. And you're usually not going to 100% this stuff on your first couple of goes. So it really encourages, you know, to replay this thing. Because the game itself is not that long. I think it's like a little over 10 levels or such. And those unlockables you can get, it's just, you know, I personally didn't care to get these unlockables. I was just looking for the secret pathways and to get, you know, my best score I can possibly get. And it was the right amount of difficulty. It wasn't, like, too hard. It wasn't too easy. But, like, did I feel compelled to play this after a while? Not really. This is kind of like if you have, like, 2 or 3 minutes, you know, you want to pop in something. You play this. Would I go out of my way to like recommend this to people who kind of like these types of games? I don't know if I would do that from the get-go. Maybe it was like on sale kind of thing. Because again, I think the idea of it is trying to link it up to the beat of the music. But when I try that in certain parts, it seems like the music was off. So it's like, ugh. If they really nailed that for me, I think it would have been more compelling for me. Because I like stuff like that. But again, there was like certain sections where it just didn't feel like it was on the beat. Like I had to go off the beat to hit the certain marks to collect the orbs. And I just kind of wish it was on the beat more.
A little tighter, I see. Yeah, this one surprised me. At first when I started playing it, I was like, oh no, this is not for me. But then it kind of grew on me over time. And then the music is really what does shine when it is hitting and everything. Like it's really good. But I know what you're saying about it kind of just being off sometimes. And then I'm pretty sure in my first look, I'm like, guys, I'm getting the hang of this. And then I like died like 10 times straight. Like I was like, I'm totally not getting the hang of this. But yeah, you're right when saying like this is one of those like you got 2 minutes, right? 3 minutes. You're just kind of, you know, whatever. In line at the bank or whatever, like pull out your Switch and play this. Just make sure you have headphones because it'll definitely enhance your experience.
That's the way to go with this one.
So, but yeah, I mean, I enjoyed what I had. If I'm surfing through the eShop, is this the game I'm going to tell somebody, oh, you can't miss? Probably not. But it's there is some fun to be had there if you see it on sale. You know, that's what I would say. So, okay. And that was again, Superhero Fight Club and Odium to the Core. Those are the two that we're just talking about. So you can check those out in the eShop if you would like. With that, real quick though, quick shout out. We Like Indies podcast, available on Podbean at the moment, soon to be iTunes. Mel is a co-host with Super Nintendad and Pit Rate from the Discord. It's launched, yeah?
Yeah, it launched.
Yeah, available on Podbean right now. You guys can check it out. I made their logo wrong. I made it say We Love Indies.
Yeah, I was waiting to say that.
Nobody noticed except for Mel. So I had to fix that. But
that's the only reason it's not up yet, because...
Well, when I saw the tweet this morning, I was like, oh, hey, that's not the logo I made. That's interesting. You know,
That's just a little place. You know, we don't hate you, Josh. It's just, you know, it's not the name. It took us a while for all of us to notice, too, because I was looking at it. I was like, yeah, this is good. But that's not the name. I'm like, I was looking at all the other stuff. Did I get the name wrong and like they got it right? I was like, nope, it's this.
So there you go. We Like Indies. Look for it on Podbean, soon to be iTunes, Google Play, and I think after 5 episodes, you can put it on Spotify. So that you'll probably find it there as well. So with that, let's move on into the news. All right. Well, this is interesting. The Humble Store now has 40 Nintendo titles, some for the Switch, some for the 3DS, and as far as I could tell, all at full price at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Not even one thing on sale.
Nothing.
Like, they couldn't even match with Nintendo's eShop is having on sale right now. Because like Splatoon is like, what, $42 right now?
Yep.
But like if you go on there, it's like, nope, $59.99.
Yeah. Yeah. But... is this, I mean, could this be a way for some titles that really shine to be highlighted outside of the eShop? Maybe. Are you going to be able to access this with your Switch?
Doubtful.
Not so much. So, you know, but hey, I mean, I was completely shocked to see this. And I mean... is this the first time Nintendo's done something with Humble?
Well, actually, they've done two actual Humble Bundles before, like on the Wii U and like I think the 3DS, which is actually how I played Ali Ali, which we're going to be talking about later on today. Ooh. But yeah, they've done stuff like this, but like Nintendo's actual games on there, I don't think so now. But I know people are hoping, like, hey, since the games are on there, like, maybe y'all can put like some Honda Bumbles together for their games. And I don't really think that's likely, but I think what's likely to happen is once this starts to, you know, grow, we're going to have actual little smaller titles and they're going to be bundled together. Like we're going to have more little indie bundles probably. I don't really see Nintendo's titles being bundled off like this because the price range, the customers are used to for these Humble Bundles are not what Nintendo's going to want to work. Not even for one of their titles. You know, they're not going to put like 3 of them together or 4 of them together. You'd be lucky. They might do like, I can actually see them do a Humble Bundle, but it won't be like the traditional one. It'll be like, hey, here's these 3 Mario games. Instead of $180, you pay $170. Hooray. I can see stuff like that. So if you're hoping for stuff like that, like, okay, you're probably hoping a little too high here. If you're hoping for like, hey, the lesser third party games or these indie games to be in bundle off, because I can see that. Because I was looking through the list of games right now and it's still mostly like Nintendo focus. Like, the only oddball one out there is kind of like, I saw Travis Strikes Again. But, you know, Nintendo's publishing that. Mm-hmm. But, like, everything else is kind of like, you know, to the nose, you know, the usual picks. But it's still good that there's another avenue. There's another store page, you know, another place for them to sell games. Because people are looking there. But I don't think they're going to be liking the prices for the time being. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. Nintendo's first parties.
The only title that looks like, well, it's interesting because, like, they say 40 games, but then you see a bunch of like the microtransactions for that free Pokemon, like Pokemon, was it Pokemon Quest? Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
Like, so you see a bunch of like packs for those. And then I'm looking and there's a game called Aegis, but it's not even for the Switch. It's just if you search Nintendo for some reason, it shows up at the very, I was like, huh, that's out of place.
Well, I bet you those guys are happy. Like, hey, same page as Nintendo. We're doing something right.
They literally just put one tag in their thing that made it show up as Nintendo. So, but yeah, it's just a mix of 3DS and 3DS and Switch titles. Going all the way back to the original NES for stuff on the 3DS, Mario Bros, Zelda, Super Mario 3, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you can check that out just by going over to the Humble Store. Humblebundle.com is where you can.
I think that's only US right now, too.
You are correct. Yep.
Just saying.
It is only in the US. So you mentioned Ollie was part of a pack that you picked up back in the day. Well, apparently there's two Ollie games, and they're both coming to Switch next month. And yeah. So this is a game you have played?
I played the first one, yes. Yeah, and what was nice about the first one for the Wii U was if you put the Wii U code into your system and you had your 3DS linked up, you would also get a copy of the game there. It was one of the very few cross versions Nintendo allowed to happen for that generation system thing, whatever you want to call it. So I had one copy of the game, but it was on both systems. So that was really nice. A little sneak peek into the Switch's life. You know, because I got the Wii U version and I uploaded my DS because someone said, hey, you get like a free code download. No, you do it wrong. And I went to the shop for the 3DS. So I was like, huh, this guy wasn't lying. He wasn't mistaking things. He didn't drunk buy it. He actually had the right idea. Because I ended up playing the 3DS version more than anything. Because that is the perfect, I have 5 minutes, don't know what to do, I'm going to play this game. And then 5 minutes turns into like 20 minutes, then it's like 2 hours, and then he's like, what am I doing with my life? It's just a little skateboard game. But it's really fun. Because you want to maximize your tricks. And there's, you know, different combinations you can do, and there's scoreboards and stuff like that. So really good little scratch, little itch, especially now since we don't really have a lot of skateboards. Like, what are you going to do now? Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
Exactly. You have like, session? Like this. That's pretty much it.
It's not like it was back in the day where you had like Tony Hawk and skate and like Disney character skateboarding, you know, on the GameCube that had a great soundtrack. Hey,
you're making fun of that, but like I actually remember having a blast with that one.
Oh no, I was introduced to new bands from that game. Like my kids look back on that game fondly, like it's still in my collection. Like, yeah, there's nothing like skating around as Buzz Lightyear, you know, like.
To infinity and beyond.
Exactly. To infinity and beyond, indeed. All right. Well, quick question. Maybe I'm crazy, but I know you like to, you know, you're on top of things. Did I see that there is a company making a zapper for the Switch?
They are trying to make, like, a new version for HD TVs, yeah.
So
it's like
Hyperkin.
Yeah.
Okay. I did a little bit. I just was searching real quick and I couldn't find, I saw the tweet and it showed Duck Hunt and I was like, Kirby.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at it too, because, you know, I don't have my own copy of Duck Hunt, like the actual legit copy still, because of that. Because I need like an old TV, you know? I don't have the room for one. Like, trust me, if I did, it would be hooked up. It would be Duck Hunt Central.
I'm surprised your Wii still isn't hooked up with, or Wii U isn't hooked up with Duck Hunt.
It's because I can't use the gun. If I could use the gun, it would have been hooked up, man. Like, I would have had its own little shelf, you know, and had like the orange Zapu, like on its own little stand and inside of like one of those glass boxes and stuff. Just pop it open, you know.
Wouldn't you prefer the gray Zapper?
No, that's not the right one, man. Even Coffee Crisis agreed with me. They're like, hey, orange Zapper. I'm like, yeah, I got you.
Oh my God.
They understand me.
Okay. All right. Well, lastly, as far as news, guys, it's kind of a slow news week, so we're gonna discuss the possibility of a direct coming up here in our talking points. But if you played Warframe on PC, you can migrate to the Switch. Now, from my understanding, it doesn't affect your PC save or anything like that. You just migrate it over. But that ends on Tuesday, January 15th. So if you're wanting to do that, don't wait. Like, you've got a little over a week to migrate everything over to the Switch. So there you go. Are you moving your PC character over? You've been playing a lot of Warframe, haven't you?
Oh yeah, totally. By playing, if you mean deleting my icon, yeah. It was 12 gigs, Josh, and I played it like 3 times. It's insanely nice and raw vision, but man, that is just not my game.
So,
like, I was even playing and I was like, man, Josh probably loves stuff like this.
I need to play it. I have it on my system. I haven't played it yet, though. But I need to totally, I would probably lose myself in it. Prime Griffin's asking, migrate or link? So, from my understanding, what the article I read says, you can migrate it, but it does not affect your PC save. Okay. So you just basically move over to the Switch. What you play there does that. And then what you play on your PC does that. I don't think it's like cross platform as far as like, you're not leveling on your Switch and then on your PC. I could be wrong, but I believe it's just migrating, because it, and the reason I think that is because of the fact that it said it will not affect your PC save. So that way you can still play on your PC. If it was like a cross play thing, that's obviously the preferred method, right? Because now you're playing on your Switch when you're on the go, and then you sit down at your desk and can then play on the play on your PC. Because Destinot says the Switch version is a slideshow. so there you go. If you're into PowerPoint, but I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk pretty highly about it. So, but he's also got the supercomputer that could like run NASA. So.
You know, melt your face off. Yeah, kind of
keep,
stuff.
Keep that in mind. So, okay, well, cool. Let's move on over to our talking points.
Here we go.
All right. So, we know in times past, there's a January Direct that should be right around the corner. Okay, there's been fake tweets that have gone out from Nintendo Zero F America, right? And things like that.
Always going out. And it, like, still gets me that people get fooled by it, you know? Like, they don't look for the check mark. I'm like, they don't look for spelling. I'm like,
oh,
come on, guys.
I had one last year that somebody tweeted a Pokemon tweet from like 2015, but they retweeted it, and then it started getting massive traction, and it was about a Pokemon Direct, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wrote an article. I was about to hit the publish button,
the submit button.
And then realized this is 3 years old. This was a Direct for like Ultra Moon or something, like, but it just it so happened that like, it was like November 18th, Pokemon Direct, you know? I was like, oh, gotta be, I'm like scouring the news sites. Like, there's no one else. I'm going to be the first. No, I'm glad I didn't hit that.
Well, you were in the first for something. Yeah.
So my guess, as far as a Direct, this is pure speculation, is that we're going to get some kind of info more than likely Wednesday, early morning, that there will be a direct on Thursday. That's my gut feeling. The reason for that is I think they're going to get one final push for the new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. What do you think?
Oh, no push for Mario and Luigi. They just get pushed into the trash can.
Well, that'll, I mean, I didn't know I was allowed to talk about 3DS games around you, so I just didn't want to bring it up.
No, you probably forgot, because I was like, oh yeah, that's also coming. Because I just been seeing ads for, Deluxe. Because I was like, oh yeah, this is super good, you know, I really like this game. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, wait a minute, this thing came out in 2012. This is 7 years old. Oh my gosh, this has been that long. You know, just feelings bad. Because, well, I was like, again, I really enjoyed that game. Yeah, you know, I don't mind the new edition. Like, small, but, you know, they're fine. But it just makes me, like, want, like, an actual new one. But I know to most people this is the new one because no one played it before. And again, it's still one of my favorites, actually, out of the new Super Mario Brothers.
I've played all the other new Super Mario games. I think they're fine. I've enjoyed them. This felt like the sequel I have wanted for Super Mario World, more so than any games in the past. From the overworld to the level design to the gameplay of it, like, it finding secret paths and finishing levels in different ways so that you can take shortcuts on the map. And it just, I don't know, so much about it felt like Super Mario World, but done right. Like, not just like a ripoff. Mm-hmm. And the mechanic of playing with somebody at the exact same time can be fun and frustrating at the same time. Like, that, there's a reason that I'm streaming this game with my wife, is because my kids used to come and ask us, hey, will you guys play this together so we can just sit and watch? Because she would jump on my head and send me to my death and then laugh and not pop me when I'm stuck in the bubble and then laugh some more, you know? So that's why it's like, okay, this is fun, but man, it can be super frustrating.
That sounds intensely fun for me to watch. I can't wait for that, because I'm sure that's going to happen again and again.
You're going to see me with my head in my hands for the majority of the stream. Just like, please get me out of the bubble. Please.
I actually haven't played any of those with somebody. So maybe, like, if we win it or something, you know, I can try it with someone. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking forward to playing something like that. Because, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, this is a good and fun idea. But then I'm thinking, like, you, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't want to be, like, the one in the bubble not getting popped. And then, again, I have the who gets to be player one? Because, you know, I'm always player one. I don't want to be player two.
Of course.
Like, it doesn't matter, Mel. You can be whatever. Yeah, but it's, like, that's my spot, you know, like you have a spot on the bed, you know, you want to sleep on that side. I'm like, this is my spot, this is what I want to play, you know, I want to be Mario. And like, no, you can't be Mario. I'm like, you can be Luigi. I'm like, I don't hate Luigi, but when I play like a new Super Mario, like, I want to be Mario, you know, that's my goal. I don't know. I have to deal with that eventually.
I get it. What's great with this game is my wife has transitioned from Toad in Mario Kart to Toadette. And so she's like, what? Toadette's in this one? So she's super stoked, you know.
So you're lucky. So, you don't have to worry about that. You have someone who's in with the Toad. So I'm like anti-Toad. Unless it's Captain Toad, I don't. Like, get him out of my game. Don't want to play him. Like, wow. If I have to play, like, this new one and I'm, like, play with three, I'm just not going to, like, play unless I can be, like, Peach from the get-go or something. Or, like, Nabbit. Like, I'll even play Nabbit. I know, like, Nabbit's the easy mode, but, like, I don't care. I don't have to be a Toad. I'm out of here.
Not even Blue, like, Blue Toad doesn't count? He was in Super Mario 2?
He's, like, barely back. Like, the Yellow Toad is like, why even bother me, Cam? Like, at least put like green or like red, or, like, you know, orange, anything, right. Anything,
or Captain,
but yellow,
right? Or Captain.
I mean, Captain, that would have been the best one. Like, yeah. I know he's still Toad, just with like a little headlight and a backpack, but I just love him. Okay, I just love him.
If he, like, I was if one he of jumped, those people though, like, let's break the yeah, game.
I don't care. Just give him like little legs that pop out of his backpack and like jump for him. Like, you seen that mechanical walking
legs
patent thing Nintendo had? Like, just put that in his backpack and just let him jump. And then go. He can be in Smash. There you go. Two bullets, one stone. Right
there you go. There you go. So, are you thinking we're gonna get a direct?
Yeah, because we literally only have a date for this game that's coming out on Friday. That's it. We have nothing.
Yeah, there's no firm dates for anything, is there?
Nothing. We have nothing.
Do you think it's going to be as big of a direct as last time? Or do you think it's going to be even... Do you think it'll be bigger?
I don't think it's going to be as big as in for new actual... reveals. Like, I think we're going to see a lot of stuff we've seen before, just not in ways we have in the past. Like, maybe we'll see, like, a new mode in, like, Daemon X Machia. Or maybe we'll see, like, what in the world are we supposed to do in Animal Crossing as the main focus point. Something like that. But, I don't think we're going to get, like, all these bombshells. We might get, like, smaller bombshells. It's like, hey, we have a little sequel pack or trilogy pack or like Pikmin or something. Nothing like here's all the Zelda games bundled up or here's all the Mario games. Like, I don't think we see stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe we see like a remake of another Wii U port kind of stuff. Like I don't know.
I'm curious if we see more from third parties as far as, and I don't think it's gonna be new stuff yet. That's my gut feeling anyway. I think it would still be ports. Like, we saw Dark Souls last year, you know, I'm thinking we may see, maybe we see a little more from Capcom with the Resident Evils, maybe a little bit more from Square. Maybe.
Oh yeah. We need the dates for like all those fun things.
Yeah. So
at least like two or three of them just dropping me.
Here's what I'll say about this year versus last year. Last year, when we hit January, it felt like obviously it's been a year, so maybe you remember differently, but I don't feel like we knew about as many things coming out as we do this year, right? Like, E3 kind of pushed stuff. It focused so heavily on Smash and Pokemon, and then everything else was like pushed, you know, into 2019. I mean, we had Mario Party and things like that, but I feel like that was the first E3 that we'd seen so much further ahead than what they typically do. And because of that, I wonder, will this direct be as big, or will it be just like, now here's these games, here's these dates, and not too many new things. I don't know. I know I'm excited. I know that,
I'm totally excited. Yeah, nothing's even announced on anything. Right. I just know, you know, even if something's stupid, like, oh, here's a new 3DS, at least it's out of the system. At least, you know, it's done. It's dealt with, you know, it's not this anticipation of, oh, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Kind of thing.
Right.
Because that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, like I said, I'm pretty certain we're going to see a few more ports this year. I think Nintendo is going to kind of they're going to be putting out some serious content this year with Animal Crossing, Pokemon, possibly Metroid. You know, getting Luigi's Mansion out, Yoshi. I mean, technically Bayonetta 3, if that's happening this soon, I don't know. And then, if they surprise us with any other ports down the way, the possibility of like a Metroid trilogy, you know, that would be, I would be over the moon for that. Like, I would be so, so pumped for that.
Do you think if we get that, that pushes back forward to next year? Like, do you think they'll put both in the same year?
That's a great question. It would kind of, I think it would depend on when it launched, you know, like if it was like a April, you know, that would still leave room for like the I could see Metroid Prime 4 being a December title. You know, like the like.
Would
the,
you want it to be though?
What? Not necessarily. No, I'm just saying I could see it there. It seems like they kind of. Well, I can't say that because they put out Smash there, which was which was crazy. But the year prior, the year prior was Xenoblade, which like seemed like a weird place to put that game, and then it ended up doing very well, you know. And so the question in my mind is, will the Metroid fans that are out there come out for this Metroid game? Like, will we see a Metroid game sell well? Or could, I mean, if it doesn't, could it be the last time that we see Metroid?
I think it would have to do extremely bad for that. Because, like, I know it's not one of the best, but it still kind of does all right in, like, the grand scheme of things. It's just this one is one of the few that this could be really utilized into a bigger franchise. But I don't know if they realize that themselves or if they're that interested in it. Because, again, you can just really go hams this game and just make this really awesome multiplayer experience with it. But, again, we haven't really seen that. Because, again, last time they tried that, they, you know, it was that weird 3DS game, you know. It's like, yeah, it's kind of Metroid in name, but really Metroid, you know.
Are you talking Hunters?
Yeah, the Federation Force. Like
Federation Force. Yeah. which
you know, that's kind of it, but it's not really. And I'm afraid they took the response to that as being, no, we don't want any multiplayer in this game. Instead of, no, we know this isn't really Metroid, you know. We know kind of just tagged on to this kind of thing. Because I still felt like Federation Force could have been an alright, like, selling on its own kind of thing. Instead of like, hey, here's, you know, here's Samus at like the last 10 minutes of the game. Don't worry, none of y'all are gonna play this. I know y'all not.
It's what's strange about that game is it played very well, but you almost had to have people with you to be able to complete stuff. Like, I've tried to play by myself and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
But it's like almost as bad as Triforce. Right. It's like almost, and that was pretty bad.
Yes.
And I love that game too.
So the thing, I almost felt like they tacked Metroid onto that game, onto that game in hopes that it would almost like Starlink did with Star Fox, right?
But it
had the reverse effect. Everybody was like, this is not Metroid. You know.
So I'm afraid they took that response as, we don't want multiplayer in it, instead of no, we want it, but like, we want it like built from the ground up from Metroid, like actually with it in mind kind of thing. Because I know they said it was, but it just doesn't feel like it was. It doesn't look like it. I'm not the biggest Metroid fan, but like, even me saying something was off with that, like, it looked kind of fishy to me. And it could still be good. It's just, you know, impressions matter.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, Metroid has always kind of had like a dark, like, overtone about it. Like, it kind of, you know, even though it was science fiction, it kind of took itself somewhat serious, right? I don't know about other M, but as far as the other games go, and this one, I think even the graphics alone, they were kind of just like, what? Why?
Why does that's more of a 3DS thing then? Because it was locked to that.
And maybe that was the case. I don't really know, but that's what I think. Another thing that kind of just threw people off, it was like, wait a minute, this looks like Gears of War in space, you know, but it's not nearly as gritty, you know.
But it's like we go to supermarket and you put like the coins in those little toy canister things. It's like one of those little action figures you get out of there.
It's the dollar store action figures that your like step grandma gets you and you're like, wow, thanks.
It's like, guide you from space.
Yeah, right. It's like Super Action Man. So, yeah. But so, yeah, I don't know, though. Like, I don't know if the trilogy comes out. And look, if the trilogy comes out and they push Prime 4, I'm like, the trilogy is like, is really what I want. I want to experience those games. I think there's a lot of people that like, it's like, you know, how long has it been since we've had Metroid Prime 3? Like, I think it would almost be a disservice to not put that, those games. And I've had a lot of people ask, like, if I think that they're only going to do, the motion controls like they did on the Wii. And my answer is no, because if a handheld, right? If you're going to be able to play this game handheld, you're going to have to be able to control it.
Yeah, but those same people are going to be like, well, Mario Party doesn't. Pokemon doesn't really have an excellent handheld compared to what it used to have, you know? And they're going to say stuff like that.
I mean, that would. No. I hope not.
I don't think it's the motion, though. Because the first, two games were on the GameCube?
Yeah.
No, I think you're good.
Yeah, and I mean, but honestly, I hope it gets an overhaul. I hope that you can just look with your right stick and run with your left stick. And none of this, like, hold down to aim. Like I hope they will. I think they will hurt this. They will hurt the Metroid brand if they try to go with the whole first person adventure versus just making this a full fledged first person shooter. I think it will hurt the brand. But Federation Force, going back, was a full fledged first person shooter. If you had this, if you had the Circle Pad Pro or that little nub on the 3DS, you could control it, albeit difficult, exactly like a first person shooter. So, you know, fingers crossed. What do you think? Do you have any guesses or any wishful thinking about any third party, any ports, any, it's hard to say like new stuff, because I mean, how do you just pull stuff out of the air like that? But are there any other, like, we're seeing some stellar ports make their way to the Switch. Is there any ports that you would like to see that we haven't seen yet?
Oh, there's a bunch, but lately I've been thinking about the Dreamcast, because I know a while back they mentioned like, hey, we want to do like these Dreamcast like classic games again. So I'm hoping, like, fingers crossed, get like one. It's probably not gonna be like the one I'm like dying for, but I'm hoping we get one of these little announcements, because they've been saying like, yeah, we're gonna put which, yeah, I would like them to be completely remade and done, but look, I know that ain't happening. Because who in the world bought these things from the start, okay? That's a niche within a niche, so I have to take whatever I can get. And I'm hoping, at least for one of my hopes, I'm hoping one of them's Crazy Taxi.
Yep.
Because I know that's insane, but like back in the day, that was $50, you know? It was just one level. Like, it was a big level, but, you know, it was one level and just pick up and drop off people. And I've just been dying to play it lately. And I would buy it for $20, you know? I know it's going to be, like, a digital-only thing, but, like, I'm ready to hear it. Hey, please. I'm ready to hear it.
Ready to go. I love it. And I believe there is a version of that on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. So
yeah, I think I don't think it has like all the insane music, but again, you know, that's not going to be really doable in this day and age,
right? The licensing will be tough,
but those guys would love that. Like, yeah, pay us money for like 20 years ago we made those songs.
yes well, the thing is, we know that Panic Button is hard at work on many titles. I don't remember the number, but I want to say, wasn't it reported there were like 20 games they were working on or something at one point?
It was like 12 or 20. It was something with a 2 in it.
Yeah, right.
They've been teasing and they haven't been giving them nothing. Like, come on. Like, it's gotta be something. Like, I know we haven't like these little leaks lately with the Witcher 3 and like the Assassin's Creed, like trilogy, whatever. But we haven't seen like any news for them, you know. And I've been waiting, because, you know, hey, you're doing something, but you're not telling me anything. You're not even giving me like little hints. They used to give like little hints, you know. Now it's like, you just gotta wait. And I'm like, come on, give me something. I'm hoping like one of the announcements in this possibility direct.
So, you know what I think it's going to be?
What you got?
I think it's Bethesda needed to make up for Fallout 76, and we're going to see the Fallout games come to the Switch so that they can start making up for some of the
watch it be like, here's Fallout 2, not 3, not New Vegas, not 4, 2, here's 2, like nothing like the other one.
Right. Pudding just said Josh is a monster.
Hey, he would have been a monster. It was like, hey, given like 76, you know, that would have been neat. Because come on, like that's not even looking, man. It's still not looking. Like, did you know, like a couple of days, I think after Christmas or something, they had a like launch a message like, hey, nukes are not working. And people just assumed they turned the nukes off. Like, no, something in the code is like messed up and nukes weren't working. You couldn't do the nukes. Oh, it wasn't like they went in there and turned it off to better their player experience. Like, it's like, no, the stuff broke and it didn't work. So that's great.
Oh, no. Deku in chat saying, I like Fallout 76. Hey, and that's cool. Like, I'm not dogging it. I just know that it hasn't had the best reception is all. And, you know, if they want to make some quick cash, you know, Fallout 3, maybe 4, maybe New Vegas, you know, like maybe a bundle. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe Oblivion. Maybe they use Elder Scrolls to make up, maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe the new Elder Scrolls ain't gonna work on the Switch, so we'll get a remaster of Morrowind or something, you know. Like,
they probably wanted that card game, but something held them up, you know. Right. Because that seemed like something I would have came out on the Switch, honestly.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I do think we're gonna see more from Bethesda this year. I think they have just been like, they've been on the forefront with Nintendo, with the Switch. And I don't think we're going to see that. I don't think we're going to see that stopping anytime soon. You know,
especially they've been like really buddy buddy. Like every time something good happens, they like post it. Like, this is actually done pretty well. Yeah. And you know, that little potential smash with like 2, which, if that's true, I'm sure they're really glad for Nintendo, you know?
Yeah, that would be crazy. I tweeted out today that there needs to be the Dragonborn from Skyrim needs to be a Smash character. And when he takes an arrow to the knee from Link, it needs to just stay in his knee till the end of the match.
See, like, if I go online and I got into, like, I would just leave and take banned. Like, it would be like, my ban would just increase every time. They're like, look, you backed out of this particular match, like this matchup, like 20 times already. What are you doing? We're going to put you for like 2 weeks now. I'm like, I'm okay with that. I just can't see it.
You don't want him to take an arrow to the knee?
Nope. Want that to be dead. Mel, gone.
Let the memes live.
See, I have the problems with them. It's just, there's a certain time limit on them. Like, like the whole my body is Reggie thing, like that kills me every time it's typed or said or even referenced. I'm like, that's from like 2006, y'all. Please get a new joke. Like, he's a joke mechanic guy, you know? He's the time you make fun of, you know, about whatever. Just please, not that.
Nick Tendo from the chat says BioShock Collection would be his dream port. So, you know, that would be
pretty good.
I'd be down.
Could they get Affinity for the to work on that? I forgot what engine that used.
It was on 360.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not sure about the engine and whatnot. The
that one. Well, I don't know if it's that one, but I know for the Vita, they announced there's going to be a BioShock game, and that never came to function. Never
came out. Gotcha.
So hopefully, if we did get one, it'd be like, hey, you know, if it was handheld BioShock, you know, that'd be nice.
I'd be down. I see chat saying Persona 4 and 5. Like, Hey, that would be great.
I mean, 5 is still not technically crossed out yet. I still think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen in any manner. Because, like, I was one of those people back in the day when Cloud came over to Smash. People were like, oh, we're getting Final Fantasy. Yeah, I was like, no, we're just getting him in the game. But we actually are getting Final Fantasy. It took, like, what, 6-5 years for that to happen after the fact? You know, it still came. It's coming, you know?
It'll end up on the next Nintendo console. Like, it'll get announced and it'll just keep... And everybody on PlayStation will be used to this. So, but no, my ultimate, like, dream game for the Switch next year? Overwatch.
See, this is such a yes and no answer for me.
Yeah.
Because out of the last couple of years, Overwatch is probably one of my favorite brand new things, but I literally can't play it.
Right. So, because the first person shooter makes you sick. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Unless some people have some tips. Like, I'll try anything but the medicine stuff. I'm not taking any kind of medicine to lose, because I'm going to lose at this Overwatch game. I know. You know, people have been playing it for like years and years now. They got all the favorite picks and stuff, and there's like what 30 something characters. I have to go in each individually and see which one clicks with me.
Oh, it's easy. But, Tracer.
No. Okay, just because this doesn't mean not, okay, I can find my own, right? But it would be insanely wild if it was, because again, I know people in the past were like, well, it's on the handheld, blah blah blah. No. But we've seen stuff like Rocket League, we've seen stuff like Fortnite, and people are playing them. Like, you know, you're not going to play those like single. I don't think you can for like some of them. But I don't think that's going to be much. Like, I still think people, they're going to sit down and do that. They are willing to do that. And then easy mode right here, you know, Nintendo costumes, maybe some Amiibo line. You know, easy mode.
Stop! Don't mess with my heart like that. Don't do that to me.
Come on, that would be so easy.
Oh my
gosh! They don't even have to do much in the game. Like, they can just give you like hey, you scan them once, you get like 100 coins or whatever. That's it. And like 100 coins is probably like nothing in that game. Like, they don't literally have to do anything. But people will buy those like crazy.
They could put Tracer in Smash.
I mean, anybody is possible now after Joker. Anybody's possible.
Her rewind? Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
That would be so messed up. I mean, it's in character, but still, you know, just.
Every time she falls to her desk, she rewinds back onto the stage. Like, what?
She's like, I can't.
It'd have to be the final smash. Like you can. She could rewind in her final smash somehow. Like, hit somebody, smash them, rewind back to the spot, hit somebody else. Maybe that's how they could get it in there without it.
I'm sure being it's too broken. Like that, yeah. And I mean, those characters have a bunch of costumes. They got it too. I mean, Blizzard makes like a billion. You know.
Yeah, that's all they do. They don't have to make games, they make costumes.
Yeah, it's so. Like, oh, it's a new Filippo, you know, Hanzo, whatever, you know. And like every once in a blue moon, it's like, hey, here's an actual person. And then it's like a hamster. It's like, okay, yeah, my play is the hamster, sure. Stupid enough to, you know.
All right, well, hey, let's put a bow on this thing. All right, Mel, where can people find you? I'm sure there's lots of places.
Oh, yeah, tons. I'm mostly going to be in the Discord and again on the latest new podcast of the Indies, which is We Like Indies, not We Love Indies. Just We Like Indies, you know. We're hoping to get an episode out each week, probably at the end of the week. You know, be up over the weekend kind of stuff. You know, that we're still going through the motions with that. And, yeah, mostly going to be in the Discord, though.
All right. Cool. I see from chat, a couple more games were mentioned. Kingdom Hearts, Blade and Soul, yeah, Final Fantasy 14, Overwatch, and
we can totally get the
Turok.
Kingdom Hearts game. Like, we don't have to get the, we can get like all the others. They're already packaged up. Easy money.
Easy money. Easy money. Guys, you're able to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitch, YouTube, all the places. It's at N64Josh. If you, I'm really putting a lot of content out on Instagram. So if you want to check out some of the stuff that's happening over there, it's been cool meeting a lot of new people over there and just, getting involved with that community. It's been really cool. So, the Instagram is Instagram.com/N64Josh. We do have other co-hosts at Hate Zero. He's on Twitter and Twitch. You can give him a follow there. He'll be back. He'll be back. It's just, I think this same week last year, the same thing happened. He had birthday dinners he had to go to. So that's why we're not able to get him this week. And Destin, I was just like, you know, I haven't played anything. So I haven't played anything. I was like, fair enough. So I believe he's at iDestinot if you guys want to give him a follow on Twitter as well. So you can follow the show on Twitter at NPowerCast. Remember, if you have a question, comment, anything like that on Instagram or Twitter, hashtag AskNPC. That's hashtag AskNPC. You can find the show notes for this episode at n64josh.com/npc161. You can email the show npc@n64josh.com. Remember, if you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/npc. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/opseat and save $10 at checkout. My Patreon is patreon.com/n64josh. Just $1 gets you an extra show. If you can rate and review, we'd appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye now.